Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I told you Elise Bennett was going to be here, and we're still trying to get her. We're having a little technical difficulty making that connection, but we're still working on that. In the meantime, I want to continue my thought on celebrations. And you know, I know that some of you may be thinking, okay, it's 2009. You know, have you been watching this movie? What is there to celebrate? Well, okay, you got me on that one. But then I'm going to counterpunch with this. How about everything to celebrate? If you're still in business, if you're still opening your doors on every morning, if you have expectations of being around January 1, 2010, remember what I told you in the beginning of this year. I said that if your goal, your minimum goal, your absolute prime directive for 2009 is to be able to open your doors on January 1, 2010. If you can do better than that, if you can prosper, if you can grow your business, if you can make a profit, then congratulations, that's great. But the main goal is to be around January 1, 2010. That's something to celebrate, my friends. And I think you ought to do that. I think there ought to be a New Year celebration this year for all small business owners. There ought to be a New Year celebration that's above and beyond celebrating the new year. We ought to be celebrating our anniversaries. Do you know the day that you actually opened the doors of your business? I do. And I remember those. I remember the exact day. I remember the exact moment of when I started my business back in 89. And I can tell you, it was 8:35 in the morning on a Monday morning and in May. And so many of you probably remember that too. So celebrate those moments. And then let's have this other extra celebration. January 1, 2010, by the way, let's see, that's going to be on a Friday. I will be here on New Year's morning. I will be here that day, New Year's Day, as I have been. It will be my 13th consecutive, I say consecutive, it won't be my 13th, it'll be my consecutive New Year's Day live broadcast. I won't have made all of them because some of them would have been on Saturday or Sunday. But every Monday through Friday that we've had a New Year's Day, I will be here. I would have been here broadcasting, and I'll be here this time, God willing. And so let's celebrate that together. Let's celebrate the fact that we made it through 2009, and we were unlocking our doors and looking forward to what 2010 holds for us. So, beyond that, whatever your anniversary date is, make a note of that. Let's make a big deal out of it. Talk to your, tell your customers about it. Tell your employees about it. Anybody who will listen. One of the things we did around here is back in the 10th anniversary, we went online and found some foil labels, anniversary labels. You can do that. You can go online and find these things. Maybe there's a local vendor who handles these things for you. A local promotional vendor, a small business vendor in your area that can help you with this too. But find those things, and what you get is a roll of foil labels, and they say 10th anniversary. I mean, they're all, you can get shapes and sizes and colors, whatever you want on it. And we bought those, and every time we sent some publication, some correspondence out, anything at all, we put that 10th anniversary on there. And we did that all year long, celebrating 10 years in business. That was 10 years of the Small Business Advocate radio show. And so we did that every time we did that. Every time we sent something out, we put that label on there. And we put it on the website. We put it in our newsletter. wherever we went, whoever we talked to, we let them know that this was the year that we were celebrating 10 years of our small business radio show, of our media company. And I recommend that you do that too. There are a number of reasons to do this. Number one, even if it's just 1 year, even if you're just celebrating 1 year, the people you do business with, like, it makes them feel good to see that one of the companies that they do business with has made it another year. It does. Think about that. If you walked into a business and you saw that they were celebrating another year, wouldn't that make you feel good about them? Wouldn't that make you want to buy from them? These are people who not only are successful because they made another year, but, you know, they're celebrating this. This is, you know, this is excitement. This is happiness. These are energetic people. It's a market. It's also a marketing opportunity for you. And it gives you another reason to contact people. It gives you another reason to have a sale or whatever you want to do. I think it's time, my friends, that we start celebrating what's going on instead of being, you know, dour. I spoke to an audience yesterday in Miami, and I asked them, I said, how are you feeling about what's going on? Now, you know Florida's having a tough time right now. Those of you who are in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. Florida is one of the tough states with regard to real estate, especially. And in Miami particularly, they've got a lot of issues down there. And I asked them, I said, how are you feeling? And they said, well, you know, some of them said they were afraid. Some of them said they were anxious. Some of them said they were concerned. But so all of us have a little bit of that, right, because of different things going on. But let's find a way to celebrate what's going on. Let's find a way to celebrate our own businesses. Let's find a way to be proud of the fact that today you're going to go and unlock your doors and let customers in. You're going to be the phone is going to be ready to be answered. You're going to be ready to deliver product. You made it another day, and hopefully you make it another year. Let's celebrate that in whatever way that we can. And don't never underestimate the fact that customers like seeing you celebrate. They like being part of that. And if you have the opportunity to bring them into it, to invite them to help you celebrate, that's a plus. That's a benefit. And they will join you. They will participate. Now, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about some other conversations to have with your customers. A very important thing, maybe the most important thing you can do in your business, right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.